The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Get Betsy to bed?
Yes, What are you doing?
I'm looking over the plans for the new house. Mr. Rogers stopped in the office today and gave them to me. He's dropping out tonight to pick them up, by the way. He wants to look them over and give our final approval.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, why?
Well, I just don't know. I hope we've thought of everything.
By golly, it seems to me we've thought of everything. Poor Mr. Rogers has changed these plans 50 times in the last 2 months. Now, look, we won't have any new house by the fall if we don't start building it pretty soon.
We've got plenty of closets.
Honey, we have got enough closets to open a warehouse. You got your laundry room where you want it. You got your guest room where you want it. You got your screened-in porch. I know if we had money, it's true. There are many other things we might like. But let's face it, honey, we just don't have the money.
No, I know, dear.
Well, then I think we should definitely decide tonight that the plans are fine and give them a definite okay so we can go ahead and draw up the technical specifications and start getting bids from various contractors. If we're going to get into the house by fall. All right, well, what do you say?
Oh, yes, I guess so.
You guess so?
No, it's fine, sure.
Well, good. Well, now that it's all settled, I got a little surprise for you.
Oh, what?
No, I'm not going to tell you until Mr. Rogers comes. Then I'll spring my surprise.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, and I'll get right to work on the specifications.
Yes.
By next week, we ought to be ready to ask for bids, and I'd say that by May 15, we ought to be raring to go.
Oh, boy, that sounds wonderful. You know, you've been a very patient man, Mr. Rogers, putting up with all these changes.
Oh, now, I look at it this way. It's your house, and you want to be happy. And if you're happy, I'm happy.
Well, we certainly are, aren't we, dear? Now, look, if you'll excuse me for just a second, I got a little surprise for you both.
He said he had a surprise, but he wouldn't tell me until you got here, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, well, that sounds exciting.
Mr. Rogers, you do think we have plenty of closets.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, I'm not very good at reading floor plans. It's hard for me to tell how big they are until I really see them.
Oh, you've got nice big closets.
Well, I hope so. Oh.
Well, here we are.
Goodness, darling, champagne.
Well, I thought this was sort of a special occasion and call for something special to celebrate.
Oh, my goodness, put the tray right down here, dear.
Yeah. Well, this is certainly very nice.
Yeah, pretty exciting for us, too, you know.
Couldn't you open that in the kitchen? I mean, don't you need a towel or something?
No, darling, it's okay. Yeah,
Can I help you?
No, thanks. Hey, what the heck is...
He's not used to opening these. We don't have champagne there.
Get a towel!
All over Mr. Rogers.
All right.
Hold a glass. Give me a glass.
Just a second here. Mr. Rogers, take a paper napkin here. Let me help you.
Golly, I am sorry, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, that's quite all right. Yeah. Quite all right.
Oh, dear. I shouldn't have used a paper napkin. I've got lint all over your suit. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Mr. Rogers.
All right.
Oh, gosh, honey, look at his suit.
Terribly sorry. I'm afraid your shirt's all wet, too.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Well, I certainly made a mess of this, I'm afraid. I'm awful sorry. Well, here, have a glass of champagne if you'd like it a little more.
Thank you.
Here you are, dear.
Thank you.
Well,
I think I should propose the toast. To your new house, and may you be very, very happy.
Thank you.
Oh, well, and to you, Mr. Rogers, for designing such a really lovely house for us.
Thank you.
Well.
Very nice champagne.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I don't know one from the other, but it tastes pretty good to me. Dear, what's the matter? Don't you like it?
Yes, I was thinking of a house.
Oh, well, come on, smile. This is a happy occasion.
Yes, I know.
Well, perk up. You don't want Mr. Rogers to think you're not happy with the house. That's all it's worth. Remember, Mr. Rogers is not going to be happy unless you're happy.
Yes, that's right.
Well, may I say something? Well, don't both look at me like that now.
Sweetheart, please, you're not going to change something else. I mean, Mr. Rogers is already... I mean, it's decided...
No, I don't want to change anything.
Oh, well, that's something. And then what's bothering you?
Well, what Mr. Rogers said about being happy about the house, and you want me to be happy about the house, don't you, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't think I am.
Oh, yes.
Well, I do appreciate all the work Mr. Rogers has gone to, and I know we've made a lot of changes, and it isn't that I want to make any changes now, but it...
But what?
Well, I'm just not happy with the house, dear.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
And Mr. Rogers himself said he wanted me to be happy with it.
Look, to heck with all this happy talk. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know what it is. I don't. It's like buying a new dress. You know you should like it, but you're not sure.
Well,
no,
you do have plenty of closets, and they are big.
Well, I know. It isn't that. I think it's that... Well, these plans, Well, it's a house.
Of course it's a house. What do you expect it to be, a gas station?
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I most certainly do not.
I mean, it's just a house. Could be anybody's house. There's nothing unusual about it. It's just a house.
Well, it's a nice thing to say in front of Mr. Rogers.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it that way, Mr. Rogers. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings at all.
Oh, no, that's all right. As I said, I want you to be happy.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers understands.
Mr. Rogers doesn't understand any more than I do. He's just being polite. And I can tell you this much. If you're unhappy now, you're going to be much unhappier this fall when we got to move out of this house and we have to live in a tent because we haven't got a new house to move into.
I know. Oh. Well, you're a man. I guess you just wouldn't understand. What I'm trying to say is the house is nice, but it hasn't any little cute things about it.
Now, for the love of heaven, what do you mean, cute things?
Well, I don't know how to explain it. That must be Myra. I asked her to drop over and see what she thought.
Oh, my gosh. Now, why did you do that?
Because I want her opinion.
May I have another glass of champagne?
Yes, by all means. And right here, just help yourself, Mr. Rogers. You may need it.
Come on in, Myra.
Come on in here. This is Mrs. Pemberton, Mr. Rogers.
How do you do? Oh, champagne.
Get another glass for Myra, will you, dear?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Now, here are the plans, Myra. Mm-hmm. You can see. Living room, dining room, kitchen, powder room, closet here, pantry here.
Mm-hmm.
Bedrooms upstairs, master bedroom, bath, dressing room, Betsy's room, the baby's room, and laundry room.
Upstairs?
Yes, I decided it was simpler than lugging laundry baskets up and down, and I can dry things on this porch off the laundry room. Put up a clothes pole there.
Smart, very smart.
Uh-huh, isn't it? A guest room over the garage. Now, that will be a little bit of an additional expense because Mr. Rogers had to raise the roof, but I think it'll be worth it.
Oh, sure, sure. You can cut down on something else.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Cut down on something else. The famous last words around here. Oh, may I borrow the champagne, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, yeah, here you are.
Well, what do you think, Myra? You like our new house?
Yes.
Leave her alone, dear. She's thinking.
It's the worst time to leave women alone when they're thinking. It runs into money and change of plans, huh, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's very nice.
Fine. Thank you very much. Here's a glass of champagne, and you may drink to our new house.
Oh, thank you.
Myra, I want you to give me your honest opinion.
I like it, uh-huh.
Well, I like it, too. But I think it's just a house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
What do you mean, you know what she means?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what she means.
Myra knows, dear. The house hasn't anything that's
unusual.
That's right. It's not...
I know.
It needs some sort of... You know,
sure, sure, it does. Something that makes it a little...
That's right.
Is this conversation getting through to you, Mr. Rogers?
Well, I...
In plain English, what does the house need?
Some cute things.
That's right.
What are cute things? I am so fed up with that word cute anyhow. You know, women use cute to describe everything. Now, just what are the cute things that you girls have in mind? What?
Well, I don't know. Give us a chance to think, but I'm glad Myra came over because she knows what I mean. You two men are beginning to make me feel a little silly. And if Mr. Rogers wants me to be happy with my new house...
Oh, I do. Yes, indeed.
Well, then give Myra and me a chance to talk it over. I don't think it means any changes, at least not big ones.
Mr. Rogers, if you have any strength left, would you like to join me in the kitchen? We'll leave the girls to talk it over.
Yes, fine.
Now, you do know what I mean, Myra.
Oh, yes. Now, let me think.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. If you were a millionaire and changed all the money you owned into single dollar bills and pressed those bills together as tightly as you could, you couldn't compress them into a single solitary tree. A tree takes years to grow and mature, and no amount of money can buy that. That's why even if you're a millionaire, you can't afford a forest fire. On the other hand, even if you don't have a million in the bank, you can still afford the moment or two it takes to make sure a cigarette butt or a matchstick is fully extinguished before you toss it away. And no one is so poor he can't afford that little bit of effort that dousing a campfire requires. America needs trees so that you can continue to enjoy the countless number of wood products you use every day. But our trees need your consideration. Be careful whenever you're in or around a forest area. Help prevent forest fires. This was a CBS Radio public service message.
You understand, Mr. Rogers?
But I thought you wanted a colonial-style house.
We do, but Myra has put her finger right on it. It should be real colonial. Really early American.
Maybe we could buy Mount Vernon and just have it moved here.
Oh. That way. You're not listening.
I am listening. That's the trouble. Look, where are we going to get genuine old beams for the ceiling and these authentic hand-wrought iron hinges for the doors and a darling fan light with the bottle glass bottom and marvelous old oak random width boards for the floor?
All can be done. I know some people who did it.
Yeah, well, now you know some people who aren't doing it.
Honey.
Well, I don't care, Donna. We're not restoring Williamsburg. We're building a nice, plain, simple colonial house.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to have some authentic and historic features to our house? Be so much more interesting. Now, just answer me one thing, Mr. Rogers. Couldn't it be done?
Oh, anything is possible.
There, you see? Now, would it change the plans much?
Well, let's say it changes certain features of the plan.
Well, we have to have doors and floors and hinges and things anyhow.
The people that I know who did it got some marvelous beams for their living room ceiling right out of an old barn somebody was tearing down. And they got their floors out of an old house that fell down. It was built in 1792.
Oh, how marvelous.
Oh, the word, just marvelous.
What condition were the floors in if the house just fell down? And may I ask where you're going to find 1792 houses around here that are just falling down?
Dear, you have to look. You write letters to people you know. You keep track of auctions. Maybe we could take a trip to New England on your vacation.
Mr. Rogers, I'm in a state of shock. I'm going to leave it to you to persuade my wife.
Well, the truth is, it might be rather interesting.
Why?
Oh, yes. I'm quite an antique fancier myself, and had I known to begin with your wife was interested in this sort of thing, I might have been even more helpful. Yes, indeed.
Oh, Mr. Rogers, how wonderful. But I hate you to change the plans much.
No, I don't mind at all. The fact is, I agree with you. This is just a house. But, for example, now we'll make a center chimney.
Oh,
I know where we can get some really old bricks.
Mr. Rogers, don't you desert me. What about the expense?
Oh, we'll cut down on something else. Now, we'll want our living room like this,
uh-huh,
and our front hall more like this.
Well, I hope you'll both be very happy with your new house.
Oh, we will.
Well, I think it's marvelous. The house needed something.
Just remember, all of you, the house needs something else, too.
What?
Me, to pay the bill.
Isn't it cute?
Oh, yeah, I'm real cute.
I think
I'll go finish that cute champagne.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn with Steele McLaughlin and John Gibson, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.